Welcome to the broadcast of Riverside Church in Princeton, North Carolina. Riverside Church preaching Christ and Him crucified. For more information, check out our website at www.riversidefwb.com.
Hello, my name is Robert Whitner, and I am glad to be here. I'm glad to meet some new family members. You know what I'm saying? I look at you as family. I never met you before, but I'm glad to meet you. I appreciate you, Brock, sharing the things you just shared, because I have that background also. God brought me out of the trenches. Matter of fact, I was going to go one way, but I'm going to go another based on the audience tonight. There's a scripture in Psalms 34 and 6 that a man of God wrote in my Bible after I got saved. The setting is this. I was incarcerated. I had taken a path that had led me down a dark, dusty road. But while I was on that road, God touched me. I heard that song playing, "He touched me. Oh, He touched me." And all the joy that filled my soul. Look, I know that something happened. And now I know that He touched me and He made me whole. Because I used to have a drug addiction that caused me to go out and do things I would rather not talk about. But I want to remind you of the power of God to reach way down and get whoever, wherever, from whatever. He breaks chains. Yes. He broke them off of my life. Listen, whew, Jesus. Let me read this scripture to you. First, I want to do this. Father, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for every sister, every family member here, and for the opportunity to stand up and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalms 34 and 6 says this here. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. As I said, as I mentioned a moment ago, a man of God had been preaching in the prison where I was at. He was a wild man, preacher. He scared me more than anything else. He was forceful. He was passionate. And he preached about the cross. He preached about a burning hell. And he preached about the need to get right with God. And so here I am, sinner man, sitting up in the pew. I don't know in the first place what in the world I was doing there. Other than God was drawing me. Because to take you on the side and see what was happening, I was miserable those first 2 years I was there. I was angry at myself because I looked back over my life and I saw the choices that I had made and the things that I had done and how I had squandered my life, thrown it away. But there was a guy on that yard. I saw him, a white guy, had a big bushy beard like Santa Claus, and he used to walk around looking up. He had a smile on his face. His face was just kind of cheery red. And I was looking at this guy wondering what he got that I ain't got. I want some of that. So I'm watching him, looking at him, watching him all over the yard. I kept watching him. I saw him going to these meetings in the evening, sort of like this here. I started going too, out of curiosity. God was drawing. You see, the Bible tells me over there in John 6:44, no man can come unto him except the Father which has sent him draws him. Amen. God was drawing me.
Yes. Come on.
And it was irresistible. Yeah. There's a scripture in Romans 2 and 4 says this here. It said that God drew us with his loving kindness.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so God's loving kindness found where I was and he drew me out of that to himself. And so I was sitting up in the service listening to this preacher that the chaplain had brought in for a 3-day revival.
Okay.
And I remember he preached a sermon about David and how God said, arise and anoint him. And that's one of the main sermons I remember. But there was something about those altar calls that had me trembling in my seat. I was like, God, what's happening? But there came a point in time where not in the service, Pastor, but I left the service with the conviction of God on me. I went back to my dorm room and that night I found myself on a bending knee, pleading with God. If you can do anything with me, have your way. Because I'm tired.
Yes.
I'm tired of what I've been doing. I'm tired of the life I've been living. I feel miserable. I let everybody down, my family, everybody. And God met me where I was at.
Amen.
And he began a work in me. The next night I went back to the service, sat down, listened to the message preached. And at the end of the service, I went up to the preacher and I handed him my Bible. He looked at me. He opened the front of it up. He wrote Psalms 34 and 6. I didn't know what it said at that time. But when I went back and read it, I saw, that's me. Because I was that poor man that cried. And the Lord heard me, saved me out of all this trouble. But it didn't stop there. That same fellow that I had watched go to services, that had lived a life that glorified God in such a way to where it drew me. You know, the Bible talks about us being salt and being light. His life was so salty like a bag of pretzels. I was so thirsty. I just had to have that living water. And so I began to follow him. And guess what? This same guy started discipling me. It had come full circle. It didn't just leave me out there to fend for myself. Guys took me under their wing. Started helping me to learn the word. Started helping me to digest the scripture. Taught me 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have come new. Amen. Taught me another scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He said, hey, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. Rob, he said, look, you can't live like you used to live. He said, present your body as a living sacrifice unto God. Yep. And that's your reasonable service. And not only that, don't do like everybody else does. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed. How's that? How do I do that? They say you get in the word and you start learning what God's word says. And as you start learning and applying God's word to your life, things change. Amen. Amen. Things begin to change. Yokes get broken off. All those family things that you learned growing up, how to be mad at this person and learn from your mama how to fight and fuss and learn from your daddy how to drink and carouse and all that. Hey, listen, when you get a hold of God, he will change you and teach you a new way of doing things. Yeah. Matter of fact, Ephesians chapter 5 says, be imitators of God as dear children. Woo! Listen here, as he touched me, he put something in me that I said, I don't want to live like that anymore. That's the kind of God I know. Now, let me talk to you, Bruce. Let me talk to you, Shane, bro, because I enjoy sitting back there behind you. Let me tell you a little bit about my story. God had blessed me with the ability to play basketball. I could play a pretty good game of basketball. My high school basketball coach said, Rob, you got the ability to play Division I basketball. I was like, yeah, you got the potential to do that. But I never developed it. I just rested on the thought of being able to play on that level. And so I threw my life away. Went in the military. Loved my job, was good at it, but guess what? Got caught up in some drugs. Okay. Caught up using. Threw my life away. Got booted out of the military. Went back to South Carolina, where I'm from. Clemson area, if you ever heard of them, Clemson University Tigers. Went back to that area where I'm from. Committed a crime that sent me to prison for a long time. And that's where he found me. I had come to the end of my rope. Had nowhere else to turn. Everybody had turned their backs on me. And God would have it that way. Because had it not been that way, I would have continued to try to manipulate. That's right. And make circumstances fit to my liking and to my choosing. But when God separated everybody from me and I have nowhere to look but up, that's when things began to change. And that's why I am where I am today, because he met me at my lowest point. Amen. So I'm encouraging you guys, man. I am grateful to hear you guys are doing what you're doing. That strikes a heartstring with me, because I understand. I've been there. I went through a treatment program, although I didn't get it that time. And so I went back out there and went back in through the motions again. But God was merciful. Amen. He didn't let me go. He didn't just let me just continue to run until I met destruction. He stepped in the pathway. Sort of like he did with Balaam's donkey. He said, you idiot, you go kill yourself. Let me stop you before you hurt yourself. And he allowed me a moment of sanity to recognize that the path that I was on was not a good one. And I was going to end up in a devil's hell. But Rico, he met me, touched me, changed me. Gave me a lovely wife. Our story is this. We graduated high school together. We're from Seneca, South Carolina. 1984, we graduated together. I always pick at her and say, I wasn't on her radar then. I wasn't even on her radar. I was a clown in school and just you know, play basketball and clown. But God would have it, when I got out in 2014, I went to a class reunion. We struck up conversation, and she knew all about where I'd been and everything. Everybody there did. But something she said caused her to stand out to me. She said, "I can see, Rob, that you're not who you used to be. I can hear it in your words and in the sound of your voice that you're not who you used to be. And don't let anybody here or anybody that you run into ever change that from you. Don't let them tell them that, put you in that same old category." She encouraged me to keep pressing on. And that's what I'm here to do for you tonight. For you guys that are going through the program, keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. For you that have been walking with the Lord for a number of years, keep pressing on. Because there's a day coming when the trumpet's going to sound. And I'm looking forward to it, praise God. I'm looking forward to that day when that trumpet blows. I'm going to say, "I am out of here. I'm going home to see my Jesus. Going to sit down at the supper table and enjoy a meal with the Lord and thank him for all he's done for me." I wish I could go longer, but I believe I've given you a general idea of who I am, where the Lord has brought me from. And I pray that in some way, something that was said would stick with you, that you could pass on to somebody else. Because on your journey, you're going to meet somebody that's like I used to be. And they're going to need to hear what you have to say. Appreciate you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. You can do it.